லோகஸ்ய சத்யோ விதுநோதி கல்மஷம் தஸ்மை சுபத்ரஷவசே நமோ நம. யத்கீதனம் யஸ்மரணம் யதீக்ஷணம் யத்வந்தனம் யஷ்ரவணம் யதனம் லோகஸ்ய சத்யோ விதுநோதி கல்மஷம் தஸ்மை சுபத்ரஷவசே நமோ நம. யத்கீர்த்தனம் யஷ்ரம் ஸ்மரணம் யதீக்ஷணம் யத்வந்தனம் யஷ்ரவணம் யதர்ஹணம் லோகஸ்ய சத்யோ விதுநோதி கல்மஷம் தஸ்மை சுபத்ரஷவசே நமோ நம. யத்கீர்த்தனம் யஸ்மரணம் யதீக்ஷணம் யத்வந்தனம் யஷ்ரவணம் யதர்ஹணம் லோகஸ்ய சத்யோ விதுநோதி கல்மஷம் தஸ்மை சுபத்ரஷவசே நமோ நம. யத்கீர்த்தனம் யஸ்மரணம் யதீக்ஷணம் யத்வந்தனம் யஷ்ரவணம் யதர்ஹணம் லோகஸ்ய சத்யோ விதுநோதி கல்மஷம் தஸ்மை சுபத்ரஷவசே நமோ நம. மாதாஜிஸ், யத்கீர்த்தனம் யஸ்மரணம் யதீக்ஷணம் யத்வந்தனம் யஷ்ரவணம் யதர்ஹணம் லோகஸ்ய சத்யோ விதுநோதி கல்மஷம் தஸ்மை சுபத்ரஷவசே நமோ நம. யத்கீர்த்தனம் யஸ்மரணம் யதீக்ஷணம் யத்வந்தனம் யஷ்ரவணம் யதர்ஹணம் லோகஸ்ய சத்யோ விதுநோதி கல்மஷம் தஸ்மை சுபத்ரஷவசே நமோ நம. யத் ஹூஸ், கீர்த்தனம் glorification, yat whose, smaranam remembrances, yat whose, ikshanam audience, yat whose, vandanam prayers, yat whose, shravanam hearing about, yat whose, arhanam worshipping, lokasya of all people, sadhyah forthwith, vidhunoti specially cleanses, kalmasham effects of sins, tasmai unto him, subhadra all auspicious, shravase one who is heard, namaha my due obeisances, namaha again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna, about whom glorification, remembrances, audience, prayers, hearing and worship can at once cleanse the effects of all the sins of the performer. Purport. The sublime form of religious performance is to free oneself from all reactions of sins is suggested herein by the greatest authority, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Kirtanam, or glorifying the Lord, can be performed in very many ways, such as remembering, visiting temples to see the deity, offering prayers in front of the Lord, and hearing recitations of the glorification of the Lord as they are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam or in the Bhagavad Gita. Kirtanam can be performed both by singing the glories of the Lord in accompaniment with melodious music and by recitation of scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Devotees need not be disappointed in the physical absence of the Lord, though they may think of not being associated with Him. The devotional process of chanting, hearing, remembering, etc., either all or some of them or even one of them, can give us the desired result of associating with the Lord by discharging the transcendental loving service of the Lord in the above manner. Even the various sound of the holy name of Lord Krishna or Ram can at once surcharge the atmosphere spiritually. We must know definitely that the Lord is present wherever such pure transcendental service is performed, and thus the performer of offenseless kirtanam has positive association with the Lord. Similarly, remembrance and prayers also can give us the desired result if they are properly done under expert guidance. One should not concoct forms of devotional service. One may worship the form of the Lord in a temple, or one may impersonally offer the Lord devotional prayers in a mosque or a church. One is sure to get free from the reactions of sins, provided one is very careful about not committing sins willingly in expectations of getting free from the reactions of sins by worshipping in the temple or by offering prayers in the church. This mentality of committing sins willfully on the strength of devotional service is called Namno Balad Yastahi Papa Buddhihi, and it is the greatest offense in the discharge of devotional service. Hearing, therefore, is essential in order to keep oneself strictly on guard against such pitfalls of sins. And in order to give special stress to the hearing process, the Goswami invokes all auspicious fortune in this matter. Om Ajnatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhishya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swame Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhishya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I welcome everyone for today's Bhagavatam class. First of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the devotees before I begin speaking on this verse, which is meant for my purification. And also, after many years, maybe I am sitting here to speak, So you have to tolerate me. So this entire verse is speaking about how we can remember the Lord, how we can glorify the Lord, how we can chant and hear about His glories. So I would like to begin my class with a beautiful prayer which is offered by Maharaj Kulshekhar. Shri Vallabeti Varadeti Daya Pareti Bhakta Priyeti Bhavalutana Kovideti Natheti Nagashayaneti Jagannivaseti Alapinam Pratidinam Kurumamakunda. See, here King Kulshekhar is offering a prayer that, O my Lord, let me always remember you with your beautiful names by the various acts which you have performed. Shri Vallabeti, one who is very dear to Lakshmi. Varadeti, one who can offer any kind of benediction. Dayapareti, one who is most compassionate and magnanimous. Bhakta Priyeti, one who is very dear to his devotees. Bhava Luthana Kovideti. Luthana means the miseries of this material world which are plundering us, like birth, death, old age and disease. So he is praying that, let me get rid of this. Nathi Jagan Nivaseti, one who is the resort of the entire cosmos. Naga Shayaneti, who is residing on the bed of serpents. Alapinam, so let me always remember you by these acts of yours and by your beautiful names. So, this process of bhakti, which has been called as Sudurlabham in Nectar of Devotion by Sri Rupa Goswami, it begins with ample faith, Adho Shraddha. Adho Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Tatha Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nivriti Syat Tato Nishtha Ruchi Tatha Atha Asakti Statho Bhavas Tatha Prema Bhu Jachari. So, there are 9 progressive stages of devotional service, but everything begins with an ample faith. Most of us in our school and college days have been students of science and mathematics, and we all have been looking for reasoning, analysis and logical answers. So bhakti also provides all reasons, all kind of analysis and all kind of logic by which we can understand the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. Like any experiment also we did, we had some ample faith. Any algorithm we started with, we had some ample faith, and based on that we proceeded. Similarly, bhakti also begins with Adho Shraddha. We have some faith because of some pious activities which we have performed in previous lifetimes. And because of that Sukriti, somehow we get a desire to visit a temple or offer a prayer to the Lord or remember His name or watch something related to the Lord in a TV or a mobile screen. So that is Adho Shraddha. And when we come to the next stage, because of Shraddha, we are looking for some guidance. Ki hame Bhagwan se kaise judna hai, how we can connect with the Lord. And then we come to Sadhu Sangha stage. So, after you have ample faith, then you come to a devotee association. And devotee association always is there to support us, to guide us, train us, how we can progress in our devotional service. We may have done lot of mistakes, lot of mischievous things in our previous age. But now, henceforth, Sadhu Sangha will help us to be in a direction which will progressive devotional life. And when we come in the Sangha of devotees, they will tell you, what is Bhajana Kriya? Because There are three things in bhakti. The topmost thing is sadhya, the goal which we want to achieve. And then we all are sadhaka. Sadhaka means a student. Between a sadhaka and sadhya is something which is a major part of our life, devotional life. And that is sadhana. So when we come in association of devotees, these devotees help us understand what this process of sadhana is, what this process of entire struggle to achieve that sadhya is. And when we begin with our bhajana kriya, which begins with shravanam, kirtanam, and then is a major part, that is anartha nivritti. Artha means which is of some value. Anartha means which doesn't have any value. So nivritti means to get rid of. So once we start our chanting, hearing, associating devotees, serving the Lord, serving the Vaishnavas, serving the Dham, what happens? Our anarthas, which unwanted stuff which is there in the heart, they start gradually diminishing. And it may take one lifetime, millions of lifetimes, we don't know. It all depends upon how much efforts and how much of surrender we are putting into it. Then gradually we rise above to a level known as nishtha. Nishtha means one is very much stable now in devotional life. He will not leave the process of devotional service. And gradually he will develop some taste, that is ruchi. And then asakti. Asakti means attachment to the devotional service. Then bhava and prem. These are the 9 stages of progressive devotional service. But at present level, at least for myself, I can say, I am hovering around anartha nivritti stage. And Srila Prahlad Maharaj, in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, is speaking to his father. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam. So these are the 9 various ways of connecting to the Lord. We may be from any sect or any religion or from any faith, but these are the various ways through which we can connect with the Lord. And it begins with shravanam. Why shravanam? Because that is the only organ which develops at the initial stage in the womb. And then it is the only organ which stays alive till the last breath. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explains in his Tathya commentary about these 9 processes which Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport of that verse. So, shravanam means giving oral reception to the holy names and descriptions of the Lord's forms, qualities, pastimes, which are explained in Srimad Bhagavatam and various literatures. And Parikshit Maharaj perfected in this by hearing for 7 consecutive days. Then comes kirtanam. Once we have heard profoundly, we should now speak it out. We should speak and share this knowledge about Krishna to others. And that is known as kirtan. So when we keep speaking about the Lord's glories, we will gradually remember what we have heard also. Like we say that a well is there, a pond is there, a water body is there. If you don't remove water, use water from there, what will happen? That water will become stagnant and it will be infected with bacteria and germs. Similarly, if our mind, our intelligence doesn't engage in preaching activities, what will happen? It will become stagnant and it will start rotting. So, kirtanam, Sukadeva Goswami perfect over it. Now, when we are sitting in a Bhagavatam class, we are hearing. When we are chanting, we are hearing. But we are all alone or we are in a very far off place where there is no devotee association, then comes Smaranam, Vishnu Smaranam, where we can remember Lord more and more by what we have heard and what we have spoken or shared with others. So, Prahlad Maharaj signifies this, because when he was tortured by his father, still he was remembering Lord Vishnu all throughout. Then comes Pada Sevanam. Now we have sufficiently heard, we have spoken, we have done Smaranam also. The next what? Srila Prabhupada translates bhakti as devotional service. So when he says devotional service, service means something practical which we do. So Pada Sevanam is part of that. So now we try to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. And lotus feet of the Lord means serving the devotees of the Lord also. And Lakshmi Devi signifies this. If Lakshmi Devi can serve the lotus feet of the Lord, why can't we serve the lotus feet of the various devotees who are around us? And then is Archanam. Archanam means worshipping the deity form, Vigraha form of the Lord. And Prithu Maharaj perfected in this by performing 99 yajnas. And then comes Vandanam, which is the most important aspect of devotional service. When we are going through some kind of struggles or challenges in life, we may have our materialistic solution part also. Like suppose someone is infected with some tumor. He'll go to a doctor, he'll look for what else can be done to relieve from it, operate it or go for some other therapy. But when everything fails, there is only one thing which remains. That is the only hope for us. That is offering prayers to the Lord. Because He knows everything. He understands what a particular jiva is going through and how better if He can bless him so that he can come more closer to Him. So many a times in our lives we face so many struggles, challenges, difficult situations, and we keep thinking that I am now a devotee of a Lord. I have started chanting also. I am going to temple. I am doing a lot of services. I am doing preaching activities also. Why am I getting so many problems, so many challenges in my life? So here is the glitch, that the Lord will bless those devotees with problems and challenges so that they can go through more purification and they can shine like a diamond. So, what is the difference between a coal and a diamond? When you compress coal for a long time, it becomes diamond. And that diamond, when it is polished, it shines from various angles. Similarly, a devotee is like a coal. Hum koile ki tarah hai. And when it is compressed by various challenges which we go through in our lives, the diamond aspect comes out. And when the diamond is polished by the blessings of our fellow Vaishnavas, our friends, our seniors and our Guru Parampara, then the diamond shines. So, Vandanam is most important aspect of our devotional service, which we can do anywhere and everywhere. Baithe baithe bhi hum Bhagwan se prarthna kar sakte hain. And Akrura is the perfection of this. Because while Akrura was entering Braj Bhumi to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, at that time he was offering prayers at the holy dust of Vrindavan to Krishna and Balaram. And then comes Dasyam. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions in Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita that Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. So the Swarup or the constitutional position of a Jiva is to become Das of the Lord. But unfortunately, we all are becoming boss in this material world. So everywhere we want to control things, whereas nothing is in our control. So when a jiva realizes that I am only a servant of Krishna, then he will gradually give up all kind of desires for sense enjoyment in this world. And Hanumanji, a very intimate servant of Prabhu Ramchandra, he performed all kind of services for Lord Ram, although going through so much of difficulties. So he signifies Dasyam. And then gradually, another level, another path of bhakti is Sakhyam. Sakhyam means one becomes a well-wisher of Krishna. And he wants to surrender himself and serve the Lord as a friend. And a sincere friend of Krishna is one who speaks about Krishna's glories to others. And if you see, in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that one who preaches this message of Gita is very dear to me. And now, next few days, we are going to start our Bhagavad Gita marathon. So it's a very greater opportunity for us to share this knowledge with one and all. And Arjuna signifies himself as a perfect candidate for Sakhyam. And finally is Atma Nivedanam. Atma Nivedanam means Atma also in various places in Gita itself is mentioned as soul, body, mind, intelligence also. So Atma Nivedanam means surrendering and offering everything to Krishna. Mind, body, intelligence, everything. And Bali Maharaj, he offered everything in the service of Vamandev. So this is how we see that this 9 process of devotional service collectively is known as the path of bhakti. And in that shloka, one word is there, Adha. And Adha means directly. There are various processes of achieving the Lord. We may hear people speaking that Sabhi raste Bhagwan tak jate hain. All paths lead to the Lord. They all lead to the path, lead to the Lord, but indirectly. But there is a direct process. Like suppose you want to come to this temple hall. There are various ways through which you can come here. But the shortest way is take the lift, come down. Come here, right? So karma kand, jnana kand, upasana kand, all such processes are explained in Bhagavad Gita. And finally Krishna says that no, you should practice bhakti. And how should one practice bhakti? Without any other desire. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttamam. One should perform this path of bhakti by not having any desire for enjoyment other than just serving the Supreme Lord. Anya abhilashita. Koi aur abhilasha nahi hai. But the problem is that we all conditioned living entities are entangled in this material world. Aneka chitta vibhranta. Moha jala samavritaha prasaktaha kama bhogeshu patanti narakeshu chau. We all are perplexed with anxieties. So much of miserable situation, so much of illusion, and we are strongly getting attached to sense enjoyment. And gradually we fall down to hellish life. And that is why when Sukhdev Goswami wants to speak on the glories of Lord Krishna in the 10th canto, he is mentally preparing every candidate for that. He says that Nivritta tarshe rupagiya manat bhavaushadha shotra manobhiramat ka uttam shloka gunanuvadat Uman virajyedvina pashugnat. He's saying that if one doesn't have any desire for hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord, which is given to us in parampara, then we all are like butchers who are killing oneself. We all are butchering our spiritual progress. And Bhagavad Gita also speaks about the three gates to hell: lust, greed, and anger. And every sane man should help oneself to get rid of this. But Srila Prabhupada also mentions in Letter of Instruction, first verse, that people of this world are of three categories. One is very intelligent class. Like suppose, when we teach our children that don't put your finger into the fan, running fan, pedestal fan, what happens? Yeah, finger will be cut. The child will not hear. Then gradually we put off the fan and we put the finger so that at the end it strikes the finger and the child understands the lesson that, okay, I should not put it inside. Similarly, one may hear that if I do some kind of robbery or thievery, I'll be punished. So, an intelligent person withdraws himself from such kind of activities. Then there is less intelligent class. He commits a sin, a thievery or a robbery, and then he's punished in the jail, and finally comes out and he withdraws himself. But there is third class. The third class is the foolish or the rascal class. Srila Prabhupada writes like this. They hear, they see, they experience, still they continue doing the same act. So such kind of punishment or atonement which we do for such all our sinful activities, what is the benefit of such kind of atonement? So when this discussion is happening in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sukadeva Goswami is speaking about the various hellish planets. Prominently, he speaks about 26 hellish planets. And after that, the sixth canto begins. And in the beginning, first chapter, in the beginning verses, Parikshit Maharaj is expressing his displeasure on the mentality of people. Shri Raju Uvacha Drishta Shutabhyam Yat Papam Janan Apiatmano Hitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivashaha Prayashchittam Matokatham. He is saying that everyone understands that there is so much of sinful activity which is very much injurious for my spiritual growth, my progression, my evolution. And I see that any criminal, any sinful person is punished by the government or by the people. And scriptures also mention the same. Still, one is prone to perform the sinful activity again and again. And then he says further, Kvachin nivartate abhadrat kvachit charati tat punaha prayashitam atho partham manye kunjara shauchavat. He says that one understands that he'll fall victim to such a sinful activity in that situation. Still he is prone to go there. Like the firefly, it knows that if I enter the fire, I'll be killed. Still it is attracted towards it. So, the sinning and atoning for it is a regular habit for each of us. But Parikshit Maharaj is saying that this kind of sinning and atoning is like kunjara shauchavat. An elephant takes bath in a water body. It comes out. What it does? It takes all the dust and sprinkles all over the body. So, similarly, we also cleanse ourselves by atoning, but then the next moment we start thinking about sense enjoyment and performing sinful activities. A sinful activity cannot be counteracted by a pious activity. Thus, real prayaschitta atonement is awakening of our dormant Krishna consciousness. This is what Srila Prabhupada mentions in Letter of Instruction, purport. Suppose I perform a sinful activity and I do some charity, I open a hospital, I open an anathashram or a vriddhashram, I do annadan. These two things will not nullify each other. We have to enjoy for our pious activities and we have to suffer for our sinful activities. One plus bracket minus one doesn't become zero. They are two different entities itself. In the same chapter, sixth canto, first chapter, further there is a discussion and there he mentions about tapasa brahmachariyena shamena cha damena cha. So speaks about various qualities one should have so that one can elevate oneself gradually in Krishna consciousness. And that standard of real knowledge of Krishna consciousness can be done by tapasya, austerity, by celibacy, brahmacharya, by controlling the mind, controlling the senses, tyaga, satya sauchabhyam, by being truthful, by being following the principle of cleanliness, and practicing yoga asanas. One can elevate oneself from the sinful life. And of course, Srila Prabhupada mentions about the four regulative principles also. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. So we all have been like butchers. Hum sab kasai ka jeevan jee rahe hain. What we are doing? We all are butchering our spiritual progress by entangling oneself in material attachments. So this attachment is a very valuable jewel. Supplied it is engaged in a proper direction. See, in Bhagavad Gita, the first verse is spoken by Dhritarashtra. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yotsavah mamakah pandavaschaiva kim akurvata sanjaya. So my sons and sons of Pandu, when they assembled in this battle, what they did. So Dhritarashtra signifies attachment, material attachment. Attachment to throne, attachment to the comforts of the throne, position. And the entire Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna because Arjuna was also attached to his family relations. He doesn't want to fight. And finally, Gita ends with Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Ahantam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyam Masuchaha. So Bhagavad Gita is a journey from material attachments to spiritual attachments. So we all are now conditioned in material attachments. The entire journey of bhakti is all about developing spiritual attachments. And how to develop spiritual attachments? When we withdraw ourselves from materialistic mindset and engage our complete mind, intelligence, body and soul in the service of the Lord. Or else, the Lord Himself cannot help us. Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Narasimhadev. Balasya neha sharanam pitaram narasimha natasya chagdam mudanvati majjato nau taptasya tat pratividhirya ihanjasetas tavad vibhotanubhritam tvad ipekshityanam. So he is praying that, O my Lord Narasimhadev, because of being encased in bodily conception of life, these embodied souls have neglected and ignored by you. Because when a father sees that the son is not hearing or obeying him, the father also ignores or neglects the child. So here Prahlad Maharaj is saying that when any person is not willing to change oneself, reform oneself, you also cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. One may look for happiness or one may look for atonement like we discussed now for some period of time, but there is no eternal sanctity or happiness in that person. Then he says, for example, as a father or mother cannot protect their child, they can take him to a hospital far and back, more. वहां से फिर आगे की गति भगवान देखते हैं. A physician by giving or providing a medicine cannot relieve a suffering of a patient. And someone who is drowning, a boat itself cannot save him. One has to try. The medicine has to, what do you say? The body has to react with the medicine, then only it supports it. Similarly, if the child obeys the parents, then they can support and give him shelter. In the same lines, King Gajendra, when he was caught by the jaws of Maya, that is the crocodile, he is offering his prayers. Namo namaste akhila karanaya, nishkaranaya adbhuta karanaya, sarga sarvagamanaya maharnavaya, namo apavargaya varayanaya. He is saying that, oh my lord, you are the cause of all causes and you have no cause. Nishkaranaya adbhuta karanaya, you are the wonderful cause of everything. I offer my obeisance unto you. With the shelter of all the Vedic knowledge, the Vedan Sutra, which is coming in the Parampara system. Because it is you who can give liberation. You are the only shelter for all the transcendentalists, all the spiritual practitioners. Let me offer my respectful homage unto you. So unless we take shelter of the Supreme Lord, we offer our prayers, there is no scope that the Lord will reciprocate. Even in general sense, we say that, bolte hai na ki, maa ko bhi pata nahi chalta ki bacche ko bhook lagi hai, unless he speaks out. So mother doesn't understand whether the child is hungry or not, unless the child expresses that I am hungry. So till the point a devotee, a practitioner, or a jiva who is suffering this material world, he goes and prays to the Lord, oh my Lord, I am suffering, kindly protect me. The Lord will also not protect. So how to take shelter of these practices of Krishna consciousness? So Chaitanya Charitamrit, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami mentions 5 limbs of devotional service. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravan Mathura Avada Sri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan. One should associate with the devotees, chant the holy names of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura or any holy place, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. Shakala sadhana sreshthei panchang, Krishna prema janmai ei panchera alpasang. Shakala sadhana sreshtha, of all the process, these are the 5 prominent paths. Ei panchanga, Krishna prema janmaya, love for Godhead, love for Lord Sri Krishna will take birth, janmaya. Ei panchera alpasanga, if you attach with these processes for even little, you will get love of Godhead. These 5 limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance, like in Gita Krishna says, Sva alpam api asya dharbasya prayate mahato bhayat. Even once, if one can chant or take shelter of the holy name or take darshan of the Lord or appreciate the beauty of the Lord and the temples, the acharyas, the scriptures, gradually one makes progress, awakens love for Krishna. So one should worship the vigraha of the Lord with full love and awe and reverence. Every day one should try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam class in the association of devotees and chant the holy names of the Lord. So these five principles are so wonderful, but they are very difficult to understand because of lack of faith. Again, we go back to the beginning, Adav Shraddha. If there is lack of faith, one will not be able to accept this Panchanga Bhakti. Ek anga sadhe keho sadhe bahu anga nishtha haile upajaye premera taranga. Ek anga sadhe, if one can practice one path, keho sadhe bahu sanga, bahu anga. So one can practice all the five paths or many paths of the five mentioned. Nishtha haile upajaye premera taranga. If one has faith, trust, that my Lord will take care, then it will awaken premera taranga. Taranga means waves of love of Godhead. We may have experienced this, that as soon as you chant the names of the Lord, like recently we had gone for a funeral. So one senior devotee, he was coming the vehicle. While returning, he was telling that material attachment is so strong that when we go for any funeral ceremony, we see the entire family is sobbing, they are crying, beating their hearts, chest. The entire situation is so pitiable. But he says that if we can do some kirtan without pomp and extravagance, but simple kartal and small beat, Srila Prabhupada's kirtan, the entire environment is transformed into spiritual world. So much of pain, so much of anguish which is there in the hearts of people who have been affected by the death of a person, they all can be relieved from that pain just by mere kirtan. Similarly, when we are very much in pain, we come to Radha Gopinath and we just have his darshan, we offer small simple prayer, and we see that the entire pain is removed. It vanishes just by having the darshan of the Lord. So this darshan of the Lord has to be, there is an art behind it. In the second canto itself, we see this process of having darshan of the Lord. Ekai kasho angani dhya anubhavayet padadi yavad dhasitam gadabhritaha jitam jitam sthanam apohya dharayet param param shuddhayati dhir yatha yatha. The process of meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord and then progress to his smiling face gradually. So the lotus feet, then the calf, the thighs, the waist, and gradually chest and the lotus face. And as we grow up in our meditation of the Supreme Lord's form, gradually we see that each our limb, each our desire to enjoy gets diminished. It gets purified. And when we look at different parts of the body of the Lord, gradually we develop purification of those limbs, of our limbs also. And gradually we see that when the smiling face of the Lord appears before our eyes in meditation, we have achieved the perfection of the darshan. So, I'll end with this last prayer, that a devotee in this material world is suffering hard, but a devotee is not praying for any kind of benefits. He is just offering his niswarth seva, that means without any selfish motives. So Maharaj Kulashekar again prays this. Naham vande tava charanayo द्वन्द्वमद्वन्द्वहेतो कुम्भीपाकम् गुरुमपि हरेर्नारकम् नापनेतुम् रम्या रामम् मृदुतनुलता नन्दनेनापि रन्तुम् भावे भावे हृदय भवने भावेयम् भवन्तम्. He's praying that, oh my Lord, I am not praying to you to be saved from the dualities of this material existence or the tribulations of the kumbhipaka, the hellish kind of lifestyle. I pray to your lotus feet not to be having the opportunity to enjoy in the heavenly planets with the beautiful and soft-skinned ladies. I pray to your lotus feet only so that I may remember you alone in the core of my heart, birth after birth. Even Lord Chaitanya also, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahetuki Tvai. So, our acharyas have also expressed the same mood. And we, if get a drop out of it, then we can also cross over this material existence which is known as Bhavasagar. So, in the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, a prayer comes that if we can train our mind and intelligence, our consciousness, exclusively in taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, gradually we can overcome the vast material existence. Samashrita ye pada pallava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murarehe bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vibhadam na tesham. Says that one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, one who is the shelter of the entire cosmic manifestation, who is known as Murari, the killer of Mura demon, Mura Ari. The ocean of material world is like the water contained in calf's print. Bachade ka jo pair hota hai, the entire existence becomes like a small spot which covers the area of a calf's footprint. Their goal is Parampadam. Parampadam means the supreme destination, that is the Vaikuntha. Kuntha means anxiety, stress, whereas Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety, where there are no material miseries, and there is no danger at every step. Padam padam yat vipadam. So here, every step we have danger, but there, once we reach there, there is no danger. So, these are few thoughts over this verse. I thank you all very much for your patient hearing. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.